All right. Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by The Stove, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary in Mammoth. If you haven't eaten there, I suggest you do so immediately. It is delicious. We have some good stuff for you today, but first, a word from our series sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
I just want to thank our series sponsors, Astorga's and High Point Solar, and our episode sponsor, The Stove, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Congratulations. So to start off with something very serious, West Nile virus was found in mosquitoes trapped in Inyo Valley. The Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program confirmed today that mosquito samples caught during trapping operations earlier this week tested positive for West Nile. This is the first occurrence of West Nile virus in Inyo County since 2019. Prior to that, West Nile virus had been detected in Owens Valley for several years since first being discovered in our area in 2004. During that time, no human infections were reported, but three horses died after being infected with West Nile virus. Here's some facts on West Nile. For every 100 people who are bitten by West Nile virus carrying a mosquito, only 20 are at risk of developing symptoms, and those are fewer than 1% likely to experience life-threatening reactions. It is suggested that you use mosquito repellent, avoid outdoor activities during dawn and dusk when mosquitoes, as you know, are most active, wear long sleeves and pants. The symptoms of West Nile are pretty typical. A lot of people don't develop any symptoms, honestly. 8 out of 10 do not develop anything. Febrile illness or fever in some people, it's about 1 in 5, and 1 in 5 people also develop other symptoms, which are headache, body aches, joint pains, vomiting, diarrhea, or rash. If you've been around a lot of mosquitoes recently and bit a lot and you've developed these symptoms, it might be worth checking in with your doctor or medical personnel to make sure you are in fact okay. And speaking of mosquito abatement programs, there's going to be a mosquito fogging event in Bishop, Fairgrounds, Highlands, and Dixon Lane. It's going to be Friday 9-1 and Saturday 9-2. Crews will be truck mounted fogging equipment. This is during the fair. It's going to be 4:30 and 6:30 a.m. So if you're out there during those times setting up for the fair, please get indoors or at least wear, you know, a gas mask or something or a respirator. Because, bro, you do not want to get mosquito fogged today. All right. So that is Friday 9-1 and Saturday 9-2 at the Fairgrounds, Highlands, and Dixon Lane from 4:30 to 6:30 a.m. And who's ready for the Crowley Lake Trail Run on September 24th? Get laced up. It's going to be Sunday, September 24th, Crowley Lake Fish Camp, 5K and 10K. They both begin at 8:30 a.m. Sharp Kids 1K at 9:15 a.m. If you want more information, it's going to be www.crowleylaketrailrun.com. Or you can go to Eastern Sierra Now or download the Eastern Sierra Now app, and all the information is under the headline, Get Ready to Conquer the Trails. Sign up for the Crowley Lake Trail Run on September 24th, 2023. And conquer those trails, Eastern Sierra citizens. And that's all I have for Eastern Sierra News Now. I'm going to throw it to Seth Connors for Sports Daily. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Thursday edition. In high school volleyball, we've got ourselves a regional matchup in Lone Pine this afternoon. It'll be the Mammoth Lady Huskies coming down the hill to battle Lone Pine's Golden Eagles. The Lady Eagles opened up their season on Tuesday with a loss at home to a young but talented Bishop squad. Senior outside hitter Mia Quezada was 11 for 11 from the service line with an ace to go with four kills. And junior setter Miley Patton was everywhere for the Lady Eagles. She had 10 assists, 3 blocks at 11 digs in the loss. Overall, longtime Eagles head coach Mel Joseph was, quote, happy with the team's energy and play. However, defensively, the girls struggled to dig up the Broncos' deep shots, not allowing the Eagles to set up their counterattack, end quote. The Lady Eagles will host a powerhouse Mammoth team that's still stinging from a tough loss at North Lake Tahoe last week. Senior middle blocker Sky Peterson held serve really well in that one. She had 24 total serves with a couple of aces to go with 14 digs on defense. The ever-versatile senior setter Madeline LeFrancois was a presence as always. She got the assist on 32 of Mammoth's 88 points to go with 12 digs on defense in the loss. First serve for Mammoth Lone Pine is at 4 p.m. this afternoon. In Big League Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers finished off the sweep of division foe Arizona Diamondbacks last night. Mookie Betts was 2 for 4. His batting average is up to .318 on the year, fourth in the National League. Freddie Freeman was 2 for 4 with a homer and 2 RBI. He's now second in the National League with a .338 batting average. The homer was his 25th of the year. Dodger starter Ryan Pepiot was really good in this one, needing just 58 pitches to go 5 innings, giving up 2 hits and no runs while picking up his first win of the year. Final score on this one, Dodgers 7, Diamondbacks nothing. The Dodgers now have another win streak active as last night's victory was their 4th in a row and their 24th win for the month of August. That's a franchise record 24th win for the month of August and still counting. The Dodgers now have a 14.5 game lead over the Giants in the West, just under 30 games left to go. The Dodgers now hold the second best record in the majors at 83-49. They'll kick off a 4-game series tonight at home with the Atlanta Braves, who have the first best record in the majors at 87-45. It's a long shot, but with the sweep, the Dodgers could come out of the series tied with the Bravos for the league's best record. Tonight, it'll be Spencer Strider on the mound for the Braves versus Lance Lynn for the Dodgers. First pitch for Dodgers-Braves tonight at 7:10. And that's a quick look at sports here on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Thursday edition. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
Yeah! All right, thank you so much for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News. I implore you to download our app. It contains a lot more content than I've covered here. Thank you, Seth, for covering this Sports Daily. So important here in the Eastern Sierra. And thank you to The Stove for sponsoring the episode. I'll be doing the news tomorrow. Byron out.